Shu samas geshlite. Shu serab moya da asr shlite. Shu the ma'argin of today's kinnis, Rav Reisman shlite. Rabbonim, Ishetzibur, and the call they got together to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Today is Chof Sivan. Chof Sivan is brought in Peskim Shulchan Aruch as a day of Tainus on the Gezeira of Tach V'Tat. There are sliches that were said in all of Kalal Yisrael on this day. In Orev Yisrael from the Apterov it says, Das Chola for the Aveda of Yom HaKippurim starts on Chof Sivan. And the way a person spends his day Chof Sivan, that's the way his Yom Kippurim will look. Remez Ledover, it says in Pasik, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Keis Ka is Rosh HaTevis Chof Sivan Yom HaKippurim. There was no better day to pick to start our Aveda for 109 days from today for Yom HaKippurim than to start it on a day as Chof Sivan. Why is Chof Sivan an Aschala of the Aveda of Yom Kippur? What does it have to do with Kiyod Al Keis Ka? In Megillas Esther, there are two words, two letters that are written big. Vatichtev Esther and Chur. And Tzadikei Olam Kadmeinim tell us that the Gzeira of Mordechai and Esther was pushed off to Shnas Tach. And that's why there is a Tav and a Ches big in Megillas Esther to be meramez on the Shmodos of Shnas Tach. So it's a continuation of Melchemes Amalek, and that's why on Chof Sivan is meramez in the parish of Melchemes Amalek. Today's Asifa is Melchemes Amalek. Amalek asher kolcha baderech. Amalek which brings Kirirus, Amalek which brings Kaltkite, Amalek which tells you it's not so bad, Amalek which tells you that you can be from the Nechsholim Achreacha and you don't have to worry about it. That Amalek in every generation has a different Kayach. And just like in Shnas Tach, there were Shmodos, as it says in the Slichos for Shnas Tach, the Slichos that the Shach even wrote part of the Slichos, that in Shnas Tach we talk about the Tzadikim that were killed, and we talk about the Tineke Shebeis Rabban that were wiped out. In today's generation, on Chof Sivan, we come to cry on a different Shnas Tach, on a different Ariga, on a different Shemad, of the Ariga of the Ruchnius of Adair, on the Shemad of a Ruchnius of Adair that lost its kesher to Yiddishkeit due to an attack by the Yetzirah and nobody less, who has melavish itself in the technology of today's day. I think that if one wants to realize why we are not 100% successful in our Mulchama against the internet, is if we don't realize that it's a Mulchama and an Nisayon. If we would realize that the internet came to us for an Nisayon to test us, we would all be strong enough to fight it. But we look at the internet as a fact. There happens to be a problem that we have to deal with. Then we go to it with a kirirus. But if we would realize that it's the Mulchama of Amalek in our generation, as the Chafetz Chaim said, that there'll be a third world war, but not a world war in Gashmius, nor a world war on the Ruchnius. Is there a war that is more worldly than the war that the internet is having against Klal Yisrael? There is no continent that it doesn't touch. There is no group in Klal Yisrael that it didn't touch. There's no age in Klal Yisrael that it didn't touch. It's a Molchama LaHashem BaAmalek MiDeReDeR, and we got together Chof Sivan on the day of preparation for Yom Kippur to make our Yom Kippur a different Yom Kippur by starting the Molchama today against the Amalek of our generation. The Rabbanim that are speaking today separate the Drasha into three different topics, each one talking about a different topic. The internet has many sakonis. There's a sakana of the schmutz of the internet, which us, Klal Yisrael, know how dangerous it is, and realize that it doesn't mean us. There is a much greater and a hidden danger in the internet that includes the Gilead Arayis of the internet, but includes also Avodah Zarah and Shviches Domen. There is the social chelik of the internet. The internet, besides being used for business, and besides being used for other Rachman al-Slan in Yonim, has become a place of entertainment and social gathering. As the Goyish world has decried it, the internet has made charev the yachas between people. People don't talk to each other anymore. How many Shalom Bayis cases do I know that stem that the husband and the wife don't talk to each other only by text or by email? That their contact one to another is only via technology and no personal contact, and they don't even know how to talk to each other anymore. But let us talk about a greater sakana. Let us talk about a sakana of waste of time. I spoke to a young man last week who I was able to get off the news sites on the internet without writing comments, just reading the news on the internet. And I asked him, how much time did you gain in a week? And he answered me, at least 2 hours, just from not visiting the news sites on the internet. 2 hours, 120 minutes. How much time is killed in a week? How much time is killed in a year? 2 hours, more than an eighth of the hours that a person is up in a day. In a week, 2 hours a week. You know what that means? That's without all the added yetzaharas of the internet. We know that the Yetzirah has a very potent way of attacking us. Rav Uri Zohar writes in his book, how did he do tshuva? Because he once went on an international flight and didn't take with a book. And he had 6 hours to think. And when a person thinks 6 hours, he comes to one achlata, I have to do tshuva. The Yetzirah doesn't want we should think. The Yetzirah wants we should be so busy that we don't have time to think. And that is one of the sakonas of the American way of life, of being over busy, that we don't have time to think and to take direction in our life. And if the Yetzirah saw that we're not so busy anymore, he had to waste our time, and he gave us a technology that takes away and robs our time, that we shouldn't have time to think and change our ways. That's a sakana of the internet. Let alone socializing on the internet. I don't believe there's anybody here in the tzibur that I can be cheshed, that should have an account on Facebook or on Twitter. But we have to notice sakana on Facebook and Twitter. That in the Goyish world, they have a statistic that 80% of divorces mentioned Facebook as one of the reasons for divorce, or played a role in their divorce. If the Goyish world could say such a statistic, how can we even touch such a tool? How can we even come close to such a tool? Do we know the horror stories, which we are not here to talk horror stories, because you're not allowed to say over horror stories. The horror stories that one can say over from Facebook, what happened to Bnei and Bnei Yisrael, to what they got involved with without realizing where they're getting, what they're getting themselves into. So of course everybody realizes that an Erlich Yid, a Yashem Torah Mitzvah, has no place on Facebook, has no place on Twitter, has no place to put an account on one of these places. And he realizes the dangers that lie in it. But the danger is greater than that. The danger is getting involved and living on the internet for your social and entertaining life takes away the mind of a person, takes away the seichel of a person, wastes the time of a person, and has be'etzem no te'elas and no tachlis. So everybody who's here should realize, true, the internet might be something you need for business. True, the internet might be something that is useful for your business. But the internet has no place in your life as a social tool or an entertainment tool. The internet is there for business and only for business. Using the internet for your social life and for your entertainment is the greatest danger that there is. And there's no hetter for it, and there's no need for it. And as we started, and that with that we will end, realize we came to this world to fight Nisyanis. We didn't come to this world to live an easy life. Every generation had its nisyanos. Every generation had its milchamos. And you can't say it's not only the internet. There are other problems in Klal Yisrael. True, there are a lot of things that need a tikkun. But nobody goes and fights a war and tells the general, why are you fighting the war here? There's another war on the other side of the world. If this is the Mulchama, on this we concentrate. If this is the Mulchama, we are the soldiers to fight this Mulchama. And all of us have to fight the Mulchama together. Because a Koyach HaRabim has the ability to do what a Yochid could never do. Parshizu b'hakel nemra means that with the koach of hakel, with the koach of coming together, with the koach of joining together to fight this war and to eradicate the social and entertainment part of the internet from our lives, to declare that we have no need for the social life, we have no need for the entertainment of the internet, that has no place in the Yiddish bias. If we will do that as a tzibur, we will succeed in eradicating that part of the internet from our lives. And how much more time will you have on your hands? How much more pure time will you have on your hands? How much less danger you will put your life into? And may we all be zeicha, that for that pu'ula alone of kiddush shem shamayim, of changing our lives, of making a U-turn in our life, of not continuing in the path that we are going, of turning around and making a U-turn, that chus alone will be enough that in Shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shem will see that all of us want to change our lives and go closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come close to us and bring the Geula b'mehera b'yameinu.